you guys wanted, but on the offensive side of the football, you and Marshawn go combine way over 100 yards. Is it at least kind of good to see that the ground game started to get rolling?
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, it's one of those cold games. You know, it's going to be hard for the wide receivers to catch the ball. We had some success early on in the game, so that's why we stuck with the run. And we came in wanting to run the ball. They came in wanting to force, you know, the beast of, you know, Marshawn on Philly. So that was one of the plans coming in, and it was going well. You know, we put the ball on the ground a couple of times. They had some turnovers and wasn't able to get the win, but we definitely had showed some light in the running game today.
David stepped in on the left side for Donald. Just kind of your initial assessment of how you think he did out there tonight?
No, he did good, man. It's next man up, man. I think he got a promising future. Obviously, he's young, he's learning, and he got some good guys in front of him to learn from. So all of them are in this here. I think he took this first game very well, and you know, the sky's the limit for him. He's a big guy.
You know, obviously the offense found some success, but it seemed like it was hard for you guys to kind of maintain any rhythm. What do you kind of attribute that, you know, that kind of up and down nature of tonight to?
It's just some good football, man. I mean, if you look at this game, it was just going back and forth. I mean, our defense was kind of doing the same thing to their offense. Like, you know, you were getting a little rhythm, and then, boom, they'll stop them. You know what I mean? And vice versa our way. We just had a real good football game today, and ended up not in the way we wanted. But we fought very well, man. This team, man, we definitely don't lay down for anybody. So, you know, that's a good sign. You know, you want to win, but to know that you can look around the locker room at your teammates in their eyes and know that ain't nobody quitting, you know, that's a good feeling to have.
You know, Coach talks about it. He goes, you know, there's really no moral victories in this game, but is it at least encouraging that the past couple weeks, especially, to kind of see that fight, that passion? That
no, yeah, it is, because you want to make sure your brothers are with you for the right reasons. You want to make sure that they know that, like, hey, I'm going to give it my all. I want you to give your all. And to know that, you know, when I'm fighting and I'm looking around and all my other boys that's with me, we all fighting and nobody's giving up, nobody's laying down. That's a good feeling when you step out on that field with those 11 guys, or when you step on the field with the whole team, when you pull up to somebody's house, you know, and trying to get a win. So it's a good feeling to have this band of brothers, man, and we're going to figure this thing out.
You know, obviously the season's going to come to an end next Sunday, but is it important to kind of end the season with a good taste of mouth on a high note headed into the offseason, the offseason program and all that stuff?
Oh, no, most definitely, man. You definitely want to go into the offseason with a good taste in your mouth. Our focus is just every week, you know, we'll get ready for our next opponent. We'll get ready for the L.A. Chargers this week and go at them with everything we got like we've been doing. We've just been falling short, you know. It's just the name of the game sometimes with football. The ball doesn't roll your way, you know. But like I said, man, I see the fight in my teammates. You know, I'm out there fighting. You know, nobody's giving up, so. That just lets you know that, you know, we enjoy playing football and we don't take our jobs for granted.
You know, obviously not the role you guys want to play, but you do have a chance to play spoiler next weekend for a division team at their place, you know. Yeah. Is that kind of a nice, you know, a little added motivation?
Yeah, that's a little cherry on top of the sundae, but at the end of the day, it's another game. It's another division opponent. And regardless of our situation as far as going into the playoffs, you want to get in there and you want to come out with a win. You're playing for pride. I don't know any grown man that's going to want to just lay down. I mean, just take a butt whooping just to get the season over with. So I expect everybody to come out here having fun, because this is our last game before, you know, it starts getting boring in the offseason. You know, we wish we weren't, but, you know, that's the cards we dealt ourselves this year. And we gotta take that medicine to the throat. But, you know, just ready for this game, next game, get ready for this next game and get this game behind us. And after that game, you know, focus on next season.
Appreciate you, man.